today I am so thankful that I could get this privilege to share the Word of God with you. Before we go any further, let's pray to God. Our gracious Lord, loving Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you for this wonderful time and privilege that you have given to each one of us. To come to your house, to sing praises to you, and to listen from your word, O Father. I commit myself as I speak, and I commit dear people of God as they listen. Lord, you please bless our time together, so we all know about your grace and mercy, your faithfulness in our lives. So we'll not go from here without knowing you, O Father. I commit everything in your hand. In Jesus' most precious name, I pray. If you have a Bible, would you please turn to Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. I'm just going to read a verse, but we'll keep in the immediate context this wonderful chapter that God has given us. I'd just like to read verse 8 for you. But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. This morning I would like to speak about how we as Christians can make a decision in our lives. I'm not telling that how we can choose our salvation, but as a Christian, as a people of God, those who are saved, those who know Jesus Christ, those who already have accepted Jesus in their lives, as their personal Savior and Lord, how should they make a decision? I can say that how can we make godly decision in our lives? Taking decision is very important for each and every person. We all take decision in our lives. We all make decisions, no matter how small or how big that decision is. It may be about wearing the dress, or eating food, or even choosing career, or even getting married here. We all take decision in each and every step of our lives. When we make decisions when our kids going to school, or when they choose their career, so we all take decision that how they can choose their own career in their lives. But being a Christian, how can we take a decision? That's the challenging point. I do not know about here, but in my place, taking decision is too much challenging for them. For them, going to church is not challenging. They can go to church every Sunday. For them, attending prayer meeting is not challenging. They can pray. But taking a decision is a big challenge for them. What do I mean by that? Taking a decision for God, taking a decision for the gospel, taking a decision for the truth, taking a decision for justice as a Christian is really, really challenging. Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. In it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God has been revealed. In other words, if you and me are Christians, then we know that we have to take a right decision in our lives. We should stand for righteousness. We should stand for justice. We should stand for the truth. We should stand for God. We should stand for Jesus in every stage of our decision that we make in our lives. That becomes a great challenge for many people. All the spiritual activities that we do in our lives, that becomes so easy. Traditionally, so many people have been following that. But when it comes to a point where we have to make our decision, that becomes a great challenge. Therefore, taking this chapter, Daniel chapter 1, I would like to spend some time And we as a congregation, we all would look at it, how Daniel took a great decision, godly decisions in his life. How can we take a godly decision as a believer? How can we take a godly decision as a Christian? How did Daniel take the decision in this chapter is quite clear. I would like to keep before you three important things from this particular chapter. The very first thing, when Daniel took decision, his focus was on God. In other words, I can say that the nature by which he took the decision was absolutely unselfish. He was not selfish in taking a decision. How often we come to a point of making a decision when we think of ourselves. We think of probably, you know, what would benefit me much? What would profit me so much? And we just think on the basis of that, we just want to make a decision in our lives. But here we see Daniel did not think of himself, but his focus was on God. If you think of scripture here, if you read from verse 4 onwards, we see that Daniel was a young man during the time he took a decision. He was from a royal family. He was from a noble family. He was handsome. He was very much informed. He was well informed. He was quick to understanding. And he was qualified to serve in the king's court. A man having such a wonderful qualifications, now he has to take a decision. And what he has to take decision? The very first thing that I would say, that if a person is having such a qualification in his life, he would probably wait for the opportunity to get success in his life. Probably he would just like to wait that he doesn't want to miss any opportunity. He will just wait that how he can get a success in his life and he make a decision accordingly. But at this point, Daniel is making a decision which is not for himself, which is not something which will profit him much, which is not something that he is thinking about himself first, but he is thinking about God. His focus is on God. If you think of here, what did Daniel took the decision? How did he take the decision? He take a decision that he was in a place where he had to eat the food offered from the king's table. And here is a man coming and serving the best food to Daniel. But Daniel says that I am not going to eat this food. He rejected the food. You remember that the food is coming from the king's table. You remember the king, the kind of king he is. A king who actually never counts human blood. A king who is absolutely a violent king. But Daniel, he is not focusing on king. He is not focusing on himself. But he is focusing on God. He is not going to regard king right now. He is not going to just think of himself. But he thought, this is the time for me to make a decision in my life. Scripture says that he rejected the food. He did not take that food. And then he gave a reason for it. And the reason is that he doesn't want to defile himself. That's the reason. He doesn't want to defile himself. So first of all, his focus was not on king. He didn't think about king at the moment, though how violent the king may be. He didn't think about himself because his success, his profit, his pleasure, he just forgot about it. But he is thinking that I will not defile myself. If I eat this food, I will defile myself. And that something became a sufficient ground for him to take a decision. Because he understood, Daniel knew that to defile himself is to sin, to commit sin. He understood that to defile himself is to disregard God. He understood that to defile himself is to become impure. He understood that defiling himself is to go back to his previous way of living life before knowing God. Before accepting even Christ for us. So he understood very well that I should not defile myself. It doesn't matter who is king. It doesn't matter who am I. It doesn't matter what happens to me. But I am not going to defile myself. Daniel chiefly concerned not for his own profit, not for his own pleasure. But he took a decision. I am not going to eat this food. because if I eat this food, I will defile myself. All his prayer life, all the study that he has done in the past, all the time that he spent in the family where he grew up, all the time that he spent close to the Word of God, all the results right now we can see in his life that he is taking a decision at this point. And he said, I am not going to defile myself. I believe if any temptation which comes so strongly and so forcibly into our lives is related to food in the Bible. It is significant to see in the scripture that the temptation that had a major amount of effect in the human history is to struggle even right now is all related to food. May I just take this privilege to take your attention to Genesis chapter 3. If you think of here, Adam and Eve were given a beautiful privilege over there where they can make a decision in their lives. And the way that the decision was taken, as a result, the whole human race, we have been still suffering, and we know that what the decision was made over there. If you look at Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, probably you look at why did actually Eve or even Adam together, they took a decision to eat the food which was forbidden by God. When the woman saw, it is verse 6, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, see, she is chiefly concerned right now for what is good for her. Good for food. And that was a delight to the eyes, and then that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from it. She took from its fruits and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Chiefly, she was thinking about what is good for me, what is good for my eyes, what is good for my mind. That's what she is thinking about that. At this point, we also think of like this in our Christian life, that what is so good for me? What is so profitable for me? What is something which will really satisfy me? How can I get a success in my life? And then we make a decision in our lives. Daniel did not think about that. Remember that Daniel was in a foreign land right now. He was in a place where King Nebuchadnezzar is the head. If the Nebuchadnezzar just wants to know about that for him, what he is taking the decision, probably he will kill him. But Daniel did not fear that. Daniel did not take decision fearing the king. But Daniel took decision fearing God at this point. His focus was on God. Daniel said that I will defile myself. That's why he did not take that. But at this point, Daniel did not think about his success. Probably he had a lot of qualification, and if he can satisfy a king, if he can just please king at this point, king can take him to a great level of success. He can put him in a great position. He can put him in a great power. But Daniel did not think about his own success. Daniel did not think about his own position. He feared God. He said that I will defile myself if I eat this food. And then he took a decision. Adam and Eve also took the same way. They thought that this is good. This is desirable. This will give me more knowledge and more wisdom. So all is for me. And then they took the decision. And you know what happened after that. It's so important that Jesus also had a situation like this in the New Testament. And he also had to, take a decision. And the temptation came with regard to food. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. After that he was tempted by the evil spirit, and then he went to the mountaintop, and the very first question devil brought to him, if you are the Son of God, then turn these stones to become bread. That was the first temptation. Isn't it wonderful? The same, with regard to food. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus needed food. That's the most desperate need of his life. Even to satisfy our most desperate need, whether we should really think of ourselves or think of God, that's a question that we always have to ask it in our lives. But Jesus answered so beautifully. He answered that man shall not live by bread alone, In other words, what Jesus is talking about, that even if it is the bare necessary, even if it is something that I need most, but at this point also I am not going to dishonor God, I am not going to just disregard God at this point. But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. What a wonderful thing that we can see over here. Therefore Jesus took a decision that I will not satisfy just my need here, but need with God. It makes a big difference in my life. Jesus took a decision, and what a great example for all of us. Daniel took a decision, rejected the food which came from the king's palace. His decision was absolutely not a selfish decision. It was a decision taken focusing on God. He focused on God. He regarded God. He feared God much. Much more than even the human king and the authority and anybody in the world. And he said, I will not take this food. It might be a good food, because he was in a foreign land, he doesn't know what to eat and what not to eat over there. And King Nebuchadnezzar brought them so that they should be well fed, they should be in good health, and they should be taken care of well. Therefore he planned that the best food should be given to these young men so that they will be trained enough, and then finally they will go and serve. But that good food also may be not a good choice for Daniel right now. He said that no matter what happens, if I eat this food, I will defile myself, and therefore I will not take. He feared God. He regarded God. His focus is on God. That's the way he took the decision. Second thing is that his focus was on the Word of God. First was his focus was on God. Second is his focus was on the Word of God. Daniel did not take decision emotionally. Sometimes we are very emotional beings, and we just think like we listen something and finally we take a decision. Maybe I'm moved by the Spirit sometimes, and thus we want to take a decision. This was not an emotional decision for him. It was not because that he moved with the emotion and sometimes it happened and he took a decision, but not really. He did not take the decision emotionally. He did not take a decision because somebody forced him. You know, you live in a context where many people force us to take decisions. Daniel was in a foreign land. He was not in his own land. So there were nobody, no people over there. He was all alone, we can say that. Sometimes we be in a situation and we think like that who is here actually to help me? Who is going to force me? We live in a family. Sometimes parents help us to take decisions. Sometimes parents will force to take decisions. In Indian context, sometimes parents will tell, this is what you have to take a decision in your life. This is what you should take in your life. We listen voices from everybody. We listen voices from society. We listen voices from, church. We listen voices from many other people. Right now, Daniel is not getting any, encouragement from anybody right now. He is all alone right now. He did not take decision because somebody encouraged him over there. Nobody over there. We do not see anything in the scripture that somebody came close to Daniel and said that, Daniel, you are doing something wonderful. So it is what you have to take a decision. No, that thing we do not see. Scripture does not say about it. He was in a foreign land when he took the decision. But he took decision on the basis of the Word of God. His foundation was Word of God. How can we say that? If you go back to Leviticus chapter 11, Moses talks about that, what to eat and what not to eat. He talked about that if you really eat this kind of food, you will defile yourself. And we know at this point, Daniel remembered the word. The scripture encourages us so much like this, that thy word have I kept in my life, kept in my heart, so I might not sin against you. That's a wonderful verse. We see that Daniel, being a Jewish guide, he understood the word of God very well. He already knew that the Mosaic instruction, the way that Moses instructed to eat the food and not to eat the food. Being a young man, he grew up in the Jewish culture. He studied the Mosaic law. He was so much aware of the food, what to eat and what not to eat at this point. And now on that basis, he is taking a decision in his life. So it is not because he was emotionally taking a decision, not because somebody is encouraging him to take a decision, but he is taking a decision because he knows the Word of God. So Word of God is the foundation, dear people of God. What a great joy and privilege for us that we have the Word of God in our lives. We should direct our mind and hearts every time to the Word of God before we take a decision in our life. Because this, His Word will guide us. His Word will encourage us. His Word will help us to take a decision. That's why it is so important that we should consistently focus our, hearts and minds to the Word of God, so that we can see the beautiful treasure that is kept. Daniel was in a foreign land, but he still remembered the Word of God that he studied. He grew up, and then he was remembering that things. Based on that, he took a decision. According to the law of Moses, there were certain foods which were used by Babylonians which were unclean. He knew that. That's not the way the people of Israel were using. That's not the way that people of Israel were eating the food. But here, Daniel could understand that the food that is coming was unclean. First thing. According to the Mosaic law, the blood must be effectually drained out from the flesh. But the Babylonian did not do in that way. So Daniel was aware of that one. So I will not, because the scripture says that for he who eats the blood will defile himself. So he knew very clearly, this is not the way that people of Israel, we should eat it. This is what the Word of God says. This is what the law of Moses talks about. And here Daniel is mindful of that. Daniel knows about it, that if I eat this food, I will defile myself. Not because that he is taking decision by which he will just, emotionally somehow taking a decision. But he is aware of the Word of God. And that becomes a foundation for his life to take a decision at this point. In addition to that, such a king like Nebuchadnezzar will never eat before he offers that food to idols. So the food that was coming from the king's table, first, the way that Israel people did not do that, it was unclean, and probably it was offered to idols. After that food was coming to the king's table, and from king's table that food was coming to Daniel. And Daniel was aware of that one, and therefore he did not take that. He said that if I eat this food, I will defile myself. I do not know about you all, but I live in a place where 33 million of gods and goddesses people are serving. And every single day they offer food to their idols. And then that food was given to everybody. Sometimes it is given to Christians also. But we have to make a clean decision. I'm not going to eat the food that was offered to idols. How? Because I know if I eat this food, I will defile myself. I will be impure. I will be unclean. I will disregard God. I will not live for food, but I will live for God. Daniel knew all these things because it was written in the Word of God. And therefore he took a decision. How often the time will come in our lives whether to stand for the Word of God or to stand for myself. Whether to take decision on the basis of Word of God or whether I will think of myself so much and take a decision. Think of Abraham. He had to make a decision at some point where he had to either listen to the Word of God or he had to listen to himself or to save his own son. Genesis chapter 22, scripture says that after some time, in other words, God already blessed Abraham in many ways. God gave all what he wanted. He blessed him even with a son. After that, God tested Abraham. And then the Word of God came to him, to Abraham. And God said to Abraham, take your son, take your only son that you love him so much, and go and sacrifice in the place I am going to show you. And if you look at the text very closely, you will see that Abraham obeyed God very promptly. He did not think of saving his son at that point, though he loved. You remember that he had been praying for him. He was just asking to God. He was just asking God, you have given me so much, but where is my son? And then finally God blessed him with Isaac. And now think of Abraham, how much he really loved his son. But at this point, he even did not think of anything, because he was sure about the word of God. What is the word of God? Because he already received in the past that God told to Abraham that this is the son I'm going to bless you, and with that I am going to bless the rest of the people in the world. And that's what was very clear. So it is a test he understood very clearly. He did not talk to his wife. The scripture says even he did not talk to his Sarah. But he took a decision next early morning. The scripture says, early in the morning, he took his son and he just went and with son to sacrifice his son. He did not tell to Isaac, he did not tell to Sarah, but he took him because he was obeying the word of God. And one of the profound things that I found it over there is that as they were walking, here is a son who knew all about the sacrifice and finally asked to Abraham, Papa or Daddy, where is the sacrifice? Where is the lamb to sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide, because he was sure, he was confident. He knew that there is God who is going to provide. You are not the sacrifice for that. Such a confident. Why? Because he listened to the word of God. In the past, he had several conversations and he had talked to God, and in that he was very clear. He was keeping close to his heart, and therefore the word of God is very clear. He was sure that it is not the Isaac which is the sacrifice. How did he know that? Because of the word of God. Therefore he took a decision that I will go forward and take a step to sacrifice it, because I am sure God will provide. Dear people of God, what is the foundation of our decision that we make in our Christian lives? Do we really think of ourselves so much, or do we think that this is a priority for me to satisfy my need or satisfy myself? Or we think that on the basis, on the foundation, the Word of God. The Word of God is the foundation by which we as a Christian should make a decision in our lives. Daniel focused on the Word of God. The very first thing he did is that he focused on God. The very second thing that we see is that he focused on the Word of God. And now the third thing. He focused on God's glory. He focused on God. He focused on the foundation, that is the Word of God, and he focused on God's glory. The goal of Daniel's decision was not to make himself very important. The goal of Daniel's decision was not to make himself so much extraordinary from the rest of the people, but to live for God and for His glory. The Westminster Catechism, you are aware of, puts the first question. What is the chief ends of man's life? The chief ends of man's life is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. And that should be. I was reading devotional that was kept in the Harbour House, the guest house. It was written by Dr. Paul Tripps. He was talking about whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And I was thinking of like this, that how important and how significant in our Christian life that when we think of glory of God, I mean, we are not just going to speculate a big theological things in our lives. We are not just going to talk about, you know, big things, a very, you know, a lot of spiritual transformation, a lot of commitment in our lives. But it talks about a very regular and very repeated activities of our day-to-day lives that we actually think of. Every single day as we eat, as we drink, as we do things, that's what actually Paul is talking about. He's not talking about a great theological discourse over here. He all wants is that in every single moment of our lives, we do the very ordinary decision, even for eating and drinking, or even spending time, you know, whatever you do, each and everything should focus on God's glory. And that's this wonderful blessing I got even in the guest house that I have been spending time with. So now, even at this point, how can actually we see that Daniel is taking a decision for which God is glorified? The very first thing is that he trusted God. The very first thing. He did not trust the human king. He did not trust the human authority. He did not trust any man at this point, but he trusted God. Scripture says in Psalm 125, those who trust God are like Mount Zion. That's something, a wonderful thing. Which they will not be moved. What a wonderful blessing. So it is important that we should trust God so much in any situation, in any environment, and whatever the difficult times may be in our lives. We should not think of anybody, but we should trust God. Daniel trusted God. The second thing, not only he trusted God, but he took a step of faith, which is for God's glory. And we remember that without taking a step of faith, we cannot please God. It is faith which helps us to take a step to please God in our lives. How did he take the step of faith over here? It is so wonderful to see, if you look down here, when the king's official came and offered food, Daniel gave a very nice request to him. He said that, I am not going to eat this food. And then the official said, oh, you please don't think of like this, because my king, my master will, count me responsible for that particular part. Because I will allow you to not to eat in that. So if anything happens to you, I am responsible and the king will not leave me. Daniel said, please do not give the food that you give to me. Give me vegetables. Give me whatever, you consider maybe the not important, but give me that. I will not eat the food that from king's table, the meat that is being offered, but I will eat vegetables. And test me for 10 days. That's what he gave a challenge to him. Test me for 10 days. That's a step of faith. And he wants to let him know that after 10 days you come and test me whether how my health would be in this situation. That's what Daniel took, a step of faith. Okay, you don't give me the best food, but you give me the food that is vegetables I will eat, and after that you test. And that's what the king's official also did. God, in his providence, allowed the permission in the heart of king's official, because he's standing for faith, he's trusting God. So God allowed that things to happen, and king's official gave the vegetables. After 10 days, he came close to him and then finally tested. His health is much better than the people, those who ate the meat offered from the king's table. That's the way God's name was glorified. Dear people of God, when we think of making a decision in our lives, we think we should think of God's glory in our lives. When we think of making a decision in our lives, we must think of God's glory in our lives. So how we can take a decision in Christian lives? The very first thing is that we should focus on God. We should focus on God's word. And we should focus on God's glory. And rest of the thing, God will take care. And we will glorify his name. May God bless all of us through this short meditation in our lives.